hate to say it, but I have recently watched Thor, Love and Thunder. And what I really hate about it is that I will not get back the 2 hours that I wasted watching that movie. Now, mind you, I'm a big Marvel fan, you know. I'm not one of them cosplay people or whatever, you know, diehard comic book fan, you know. But I love my Marvel. I've seen every Marvel movie, you know, especially now that that's come out. You know, all the Marvel movies, Disney Plus shows. I was going to say Marvel shows, but I did not watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I watched a couple seasons of it, I ain't going to lie. But then it just got kind of redundant. It was just like, man, you know. I don't know, just too much of whatever, you know. I'm not even going to get into that. So, anyways, Thor, Love and Thunder. I didn't love it, and I don't know about no thunder, because, I just felt like I was watching, like, I don't know, like, I'm going to tell you this. If they start off with this, like, if this was, like, how the MCU got started, I don't think it went too far. You know, they wouldn't have had me hooked. You know, luckily, you know, they've got a lot of good movies under the belts, you know, so I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm not watching no more MCU movies. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you're probably not going to hear me watching this movie again. You know, this is not going to be one that gets put on replay. We'll just say that. You want to talk about disappointed. And I mean, and I know that Taika Waititi, or however you say his name, he did the last Thor movie, and I love that movie. It was funny, but there was good special effects. I mean, it just, I don't know, maybe it was just me, but it just felt like even the special effects in this movie were just like, man. Here's the other thing, though. You know, like, I get it. They're all different movies. They're all different, you know, in the MCU. You're going to have different tones or whatever. But at the end of the day, you still got to remember that they do all exist, supposedly, in the same world, the same universe. So, I mean, you know, just all this craziness where everybody's just, I don't know. You know, I'm don't really know how to explain what I'm trying to say, but I hope you understand. And I'm going to tell you this. If you have not watched it yet, don't. You know what I mean? Just don't. And then I heard a lot of hype about the end credit scene. And I mean, that's part of the reason I just kept watching. It was just like, you know, cause being the dedicated Marvel fan, you know, it was just one of them things where, well, what if something happens that I probably need to know about moving forward? You know, and I heard there was a really good end credit scene. And all I'm going to say is that source is no longer credible. Because, it wasn't no good, man. The whole movie just from start to finish. And even the finisher with the end credit scene. It was just like, no. The guy they're going to have playing Hercules, like, are you for real? Like, if they spin that off into a movie, you can count me out. Especially if that Taika Waititi, whatever, if he does that movie too, I'm good, you know, because I mean, you know, like, the Ragnarok was kind of out there, but it was still good. And they also use, like, if I'm not mistaken, like, different music every time they played music, and different groups. This one right here was just like a long gun. I mean, nah, I will say that was the one good thing. If I had to pick one good thing, was the music. But it really wasn't that good because it, you know, it was just like, man, is Guns N' Roses the only group on Thor's playlist now or something? I mean, I ain't ever heard no movie that did like, and then they were playing like the same song. Not only was it just Guns N' Roses, but it was like they kept playing like the same songs. It was just like, man, if you're going to use Guns N' Roses, they do have other good songs, people. You know, like, we're good, you know. Go ahead and pick out some other songs. I could do it for you if you need. So, yeah. And, and it wasn't even that, because a lot of people had complained that, you know, Natalie Portman was going to be having, like, a Thor thing or whatever, you know. People got issues with that. I didn't have no issue with that. I just had an issue with the whole daggum movie, okay? You know, that wasn't my issue. It was just, I don't know. They just tried too hard to be funny, and it's just like, look. I like the humor in the MCU. Like, you know, like, especially like Captain America's humor, you know, where everything will be kind of somewhat serious, and then they'll crack a little joke. But look, people, these are not just straight-up comedy movies. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're trying to be, and it's just like, it's not. This is not a comedy. I felt like I was watching, like, a not-funny Naked Gun movie or something. Like, one of them spoof-type movies where they were like, you know, we're going to do Thor. This isn't really going to be like Thor. You know, or I don't know. I don't really know how to explain what I'm trying to say again. But I just know I was not happy at all. So, yeah. I think I'd rather go back and watch some Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. than that. And I ain't gonna lie. I think this was the worst MCU movie that I have seen yet. The worst, probably, superhero movie that I've seen yet. At least recently. I don't know if it's necessary. Yeah, honestly, I would say it's probably my least favorite superhero movie in general. I really can't think of any other ones that were not, you know, or were worse. That's the word I was looking for. Worse, I guess. Normally, I don't try to just dog out movies, okay? You know, cause that's not usually what I'm doing. Because usually the movies that I pick out, you know, because my wife is like, well, you know, me and her got different styles. And she's like, yeah, see, that's why I don't like stuff you recommend. But I'm like, look, this is an MCU movie, you know. This wasn't really that I picked it. It was just I was wanting to watch another MCU movie. And, you know, lo and behold, wasn't good. It was just like I said, I was really let down, and I was not even like Thor 2. Okay, I love the first one. Thor 2 was pretty good. Ragnarok was awesome, and then this, I just feel like, why'd they even do it? You know, like, come on, people. I wish they could take back time or rewind time, or I don't know, throw it into the multiverse and just get rid of it. Because, now I did hear it's got mixed reviews, so I guess. Ooh, excuse me. Ooh, wow, that came from the soul. I'm sure you probably, it wasn't loud, but I'm sure you probably heard it. But, you know, whatever. You know, who cares? You know, it's just me. Me and you. So, whoever's listening to this, or maybe I'm just talking to myself, you know, me, myself, and I. So, I ain't gonna lie, you know, I mean, that's another thing, doing these podcasts, it's like you gotta, unless you got someone there with you, like some kind of show or something, like a legit show, but like what I'm doing, you know, it's like you gotta be able to, I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm crazy, it's like you gotta be able to, like, talk to yourself. And that's what I'm doing. You know, I mean, I'm talking to you, but technically, I'm just sitting here talking to myself. There's nobody that to interact with right now. You know what I mean? It's just, it's kind of crazy if you think about it. So I try not to think about it until just now. So I'm not going to think about it no more. I'm thinking about getting some gas right quick. But yeah, another thing that's getting ready to come out. I'm excited about this. You know, enough about Thor, because I hate to just dog out a movie and just keep on going. So, you know, we're done with that. Star Wars. For all you Star Wars fans out there, whew, this looks good. And Disney is actually, this is going to be at least one of the shows that looks like they're going to put a little bit of time into it and give you a little bit of you know, whatever. I don't know how long the episodes are going to be. I'm hoping like an hour. But honestly, even if they're only like a half hour, 45 minutes, we should still be good, because at least with the first day, they're going to drop, you know. And that's why, I mean, it's like I was thinking maybe they'd be an hour, but I don't know. Being they're going to drop three episodes the first day, I don't think so. You know what I mean? But anyways, Andor, you know, Star Wars TV show called Andor. I'm all in, people. This show looks really good. It's like a prequel from Rogue One. And I thought Rogue One was pretty good. And matter of fact, you know, this comes out Wednesday. I'm about to get gas, so you're about to just hear me getting gas. So whatever. Give me 1 second. Am I a Kroger Plus customer? Yeah. Why else would I be here? Good Lord. I done messed up putting the wrong phone number in. But yeah, Andor. It looks awesome. They said there's going to be like 12 episodes. And that right there is just like, what? So, hold on. Moment of silence, people. But, you know, I don't really know how to stop and start and all that stuff very well, so my bad, you know. If you watch it again, just fast forward a little bit. That's all I can say. So, but anyways, though, I think I'm about done. I'm really looking forward to Andor. I can't really review it yet because I haven't seen it yet. But by the way the trailers look, I highly recommend it. So, we shall see. So next time I say something, I should have probably watched Andor. You know what I mean? The Force is strong. So, all right. But I think there was other stuff. Oh, Yellowstone. I'm like in the third season right now of that. I'm trying to get through it. This way when the fourth season starts up, or the fifth, sorry, the fifth season starts up, I will be able to watch it like everybody else. So really looking forward to that. And I guess that's it. So, yeah. More about that later. But yeah, I'm done.